ABC Radio Australia.
The Pacific has a young and rapidly growing population, but the pace of growth has not been matched by services available for sexual and reproductive health. And with sexual and reproductive health often a taboo topic, many young people in the region have been unable to access the help they need. Joining us now to speak more on this topic is Dr. Alvaro Bermejo, Director General of the International Planned Parenthood Federation. Good morning to you, Alvaro.
Good morning, Priyanka. So happy to be with you.
Yes, and happy to speak with you as well, because I understand you just returned from Solomon Islands. What were some of the issues around family planning and the work of Planned Parenthood that you discovered while there?
Well, I had a fantastic week in the Solomons last week. Got a chance to see Honiara and the work that the Solomon Islands Planned Parenthood Association is doing there, as well as going into a community, into Tinagulu in Guadalcanal, and then cross over to Malaita and see the work in Auki and in another community in Kilusakualo. Met with Prime Minister Manasseh Sogavare, discussed with him and with the Minister of Health, and as well as with development partners, sort of what is happening there. I have to say I was very, very impressed with the work of the Solomon Islands Planned Parenthood Association. Last year, it reached 73,000 women and girls that were reaching out to the clinics to look at getting family planning or to check themselves for cervical cancer. And that is very impressive, as you know, in a population like the Solomon Islands of 700,000 people, to reach more than 10% of that population with all the access issues that we have there is really incredible. So that was the main thing I wanted to see and understand, how we help women who are sexually active, who are not using contraception. But if you ask them, they'll tell you they do not want to have a child in the next 2 years. That's the big challenge. And because we're not reaching them fast enough, we have the very high growth rate that we have in the Solomons.
Yes, yes. And I think that's a similar situation across the Pacific. That's a difficult conundrum, I guess, that these women who are sexually active aren't taking contraception, but still want to, you know, limit how many children right. They have. Like you said, they want to wait yeah. for a couple of years. How does the Planned Parenthood Association there advise them?
Well, it's you've got to start early, so it's about having sexuality in the schools, in the community, and building that knowledge in the families. It's afterwards making sure that the services are accessible to this woman, and the Solomon Islands Planned Parenthood Association achieves that by having five clinics on five different islands, but also through a very impressive outreach program going into the communities with the wonderful nurses and midwives, sort of connecting with communities, discussing with them, and making the services available at the same time. With that, we can see that we can have success. Fertility rate is still high. So in the Solomons, it's slightly higher than in other islands in the Pacific. It's over four births per woman. And but it is coming down, and we have to keep working. And the Honorable Prime Minister was very clear about that. It's not only, Priyanka, as you said, that services cannot keep up with this population growth, the economy cannot keep up. And if we do not achieve sort of meeting the unmet need of these women, it'll be very difficult to grow the economy at the same speed, if not impossible.
Mm. And I wonder, Alvaro, is some of the difficulties around some of the stigma around family planning and sexual health in the Pacific, and even associated with the name Planned Parenthood, perhaps, because, you know, I know when I think of that name, you often think of the U.S. context of pickets of these so-called abortion clinics, of the contentious issues around that. has that been difficult to you, sort of trying to bridge that understanding? And can you explain more about actually what Planned Parenthood does, what your organization does?
Yes, we spent a whole day in Kulusakwalo in this community in Malaita, sort of really trying to explore the perceptions, meeting with women and men from the community separately, and try to understand in a community with a very, very strong evangelical church and presence, sort of how did these women and men who were coming to the services in big numbers combine that with their faith? And we had long discussions from when they were taught, and what they said that, you know, years ago, what we were taught was that the Solomon Islands Planned Parenthood Association dealt with family planting, not family planning. And so we had a long discussion, which was really interesting, about family planting and what that could imply. And it was interesting. So they had understood, and this was the discussion, that if you want to plant trees that grow healthy, you have to plant them with a degree of separation. You can't plant them one right next to each other, one right after the other. And that it was the same if you wanted to plant a family, in a way, that if you wanted to grow healthy, you needed to space the children. And both were, you know, both those ideas sort of had they felt comfortable with it, and very much they looked at contraception as a way of spacing babies so that they could grow healthy, so that they could afford to educate them. And they were saying, and our faith, you know, is clear that if you have a family, you have a responsibility to help it grow well. And today, education costs money. You need to have a better spacing to be able to do that. And through that discussion, you know, they had become comfortable with the ideas. And now they had a nurse from the community that was, it's a community of about 3,000 people with the surrounding sort of areas, that was providing family planning to them in a fantastic way. You know, the association there does more than just family planning. It, of course, provides treatment for sexually transmitted infections, which are very high and growing in the Pacific, including in these communities that we were seeing. It provides diagnosis and treatment for HIV. And it provides screening and testing for cervical cancer, and it provides education. So a comprehensive package of services for these women and girls, and particularly making a big effort to reach those that cannot access the government health systems, and working closely with the government. In many occasions, the government also lending human resources, so healthcare professionals, to the outreach teams of SEPA. That's how they've achieved this success and this presence in the island. They also are very adept at responding when there are emergencies or humanitarian crisis, and when women are isolated, because of course we know that their reproductive health needs don't stop when there's a crisis. If you're pregnant, you still have to deliver that baby. There's increased rates of sexual and gender-based violence in emergencies, and SEPA is there to assist. And we had lots of discussions of how useful the work of SEPA had been during the COVID pandemic. And we had women telling us at that time there was no healthcare professionals, nowhere they could go for services. But, you know, two women there described how SEPA had saved their lives, because when they had come, they had identified a lump in the breast, and had been able to direct them to treatment, and because of that, they were alive telling the story today. So quite emotional, as you can imagine. Those discussions, those two women crying as they described sort of the what it had meant to them and why they felt that the community needed to engage more and support the work.
Yes, very touching stories there, Alvaro. And I've got to say, you maybe there's a changed name in the works with Plant Parenthood instead after that story. I really love that metaphor around spacing out your trees, related to spacing out your family as well. I wanted to touch on just before we go, a bit of a taboo topic, and that's how women in the Pacific can deal with unwanted pregnancies. You know, there's a high rate of unwanted teenage pregnancies in the Pacific, as I'm sure you know yourself.
Yes.
At the same time, abortion and accessing services, even other family planning services, is very difficult. In fact, abortion is illegal or very highly restricted in many Pacific countries. What impact can that have in places like Solomon Islands?
Look, in the whole of this region, in the Pacific region, there are 130 million unwanted pregnancies every year. That, 130 million women who, as I said, are not using contraceptives but do not want to have children. That results in about 53 million unwanted pregnancies every year. And, you know, whether it's in a restricted environment or not, abortions do happen. So unfortunately, because of the many countries that have restricted legislation, you know, those 53 million unwanted pregnancies result in 23 million unsafe abortions and 90,000 deaths across the Indo-Pacific. So it is a huge problem, and we know that the only way to reduce maternal mortality is to make those unsafe abortions safe by providing access to either medical abortion or surgical abortion with the right healthcare providers. In both those cases, abortions can be very safe. So, you know, we are where we can, and the restricted environment is a big problem. And we would urge those that want to keep mothers alive to review that legislation and ensure that abortions are safe, because restricted environment only makes them unsafe. It doesn't make them disappear. To make those abortions safe and save those mothers' lives. What we are seeing is many of those unsafe abortions, you know, resulting in hemorrhage and women coming for post-abortion care, in which cases we, of course, intervene to save those mothers when we can, but on many occasions it is too late. So I would certainly encourage further work in this area and review to see what more we can do to save lives and to make sure that women can access that service.
Yes. Well, at the end of the day, it is the safety and health of women that is very important. And yes,
exactly.
As you mentioned, I actually understand your colleagues in Solomon Islands have also noted, as you were talking about, women turning to dangerous methods to deal with their own unwanted pregnancies. So at the end of the day, if we can keep the mother safe, that's the main thing. Dr. Alvaro, thank you so much for your time this morning on Pacific Beat.
Thank you, Priyanka. My pleasure. And keep up the good work. Brilliant.
Thank you. That was Dr. Alvaro Bermejo, Director General of the International Planned Parenthood Federation. He was there in Solomon Islands, as we heard, visiting the communities there to speak to them about their sexual reproductive health and family planning.